Chris Doering, longtime friend of the Junks, now analyst for SEC Network. He's going to join us coming up at 7:40. We'll break down college football week one with him. The headliner for the weekend was number one Texas traveling to number three Ohio State. Ohio State prevails 14-7. Let's be honest, snoozer of a game. I mean, 14-7, defensive battle, and all eyes were on Arch Manning, and pretty underwhelming. Underwhelming performance for Arch Manning in the huge spotlight.
I would say,
I mean, that's a tough out. It's a tough out, even though he did start. He started four games last year, but he had all this offseason hype. Everyone's looking at him. It's a tough out to go to Ohio State, who haven't lost a home opener since before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's been a long time, and he didn't play well, no doubt. And it was a defensive game, and we certainly expected a lot more offense from Texas, but that's. Can't give up on Arch Manning after that game.
No.
I wouldn't give up on him, but I was like, whoa, he's way more raw. Like, he's not winning the Heisman.
He threw some bad passes.
Yeah, he just doesn't look ready. I mean,
he didn't look ready.
I'm sure he'll look better at times, but
he's far from a finished product at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. He did not play like the number one overall pick in the draft.
Now, could it have been a training wheels situation where maybe they need to actually let him do a little bit more.
Well, I tell you, what he's facing best is when he was
a
running.
National champion, right? He's facing,
of course,
a team that's going to be a national championship contender this year. He's facing great competition, but maybe they held him back to an extent. I don't know. He did have a nice touchdown pass.
His touchdown pass was the best moment. Other than some of his runs, I thought some of his runs were decent.
He just wasn't in sync for the entire.
You know how
game.
Like. Last year, Jaden's first game, we felt like he was in training wheels.
No, I didn't think
wheels.
It was that. No, because he was throwing downfield. He was throwing like into guys, interceptions, double coverage. He was throwing behind guys. He just wasn't in sync.
Yeah. He wasn't.
It didn't look like the guy. Like, supposedly there were a bunch of NFL scouts there.
Hey,
oh yeah,
a lot
I
of
mean,
people.
That's crazy.
A lot of people said, if he was so good, why didn't he beat out Ewers?
Yeah, 2 years he didn't beat him out.
He just did not look comfortable. Threw a couple of nice passes, but, you know, his pick was bad. 17 for 30. Didn't
his
even
touchdown
crack,
was great.
Didn't even crack 200 yards.
I mean, there's a chance he's overhyped.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But can't get
But there's also
yet.
A chance that he'll turn it around and, you know, is he going to win the Heisman like a lot of
he's
people
not
predicted?
Winning the Heisman.
Probably
That's already
not.
Over. Yeah. Not winning the Heisman. There's no chance. Not good enough.
This is what Paul Feinbaum of ESPN said about him.
It is the biggest opening game I think we have ever had, and there are a lot of reasons for it, but the main reason is Arch Manning.
Oh.
I've said it, so I'll say it again. He's the best player we have seen from every aspect since Tim Tebow. Maybe not, he has not proven it yet, but in terms of magic and majesty and buzz, that's where we are. People are going to be watching this game today who would never normally watch a college football game.
He was short-arming throws. He was overthrowing guys.
His delivery was weird.
His delivery was weird. He was thrown into double coverage quite a lot. It was just not great.
He just
man.
Didn't look comfortable.
I'm not saying he sucks, but he just wasn't not ready for that amount of scrutiny.
If they would have opened up with Ohio U instead of Ohio State, okay, probably puts up three or four touchdowns. But
we all did it. We fell into the Manning trap.
Right.
I mean, it was being forced
honeypot.
It was being force fed down our throats. JP took Texas in our parlay because of Arch Manning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We didn't realize
that he is a 20-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm. 20-year-old kid.
With still developing.
Yeah, not a lot of experience at this level. It's
now you put yourself up for criticism when you're making $6 million in NIL money, but at the end of the day, he's a 20-year-old kid. Who still has things he needs to work out. And
he
he's
might
not
be good. He played Ohio State. You know, Ohio State might run the table and go undefeated this year. They're the national champions.
Now
they're a loaded team. And as Jason said, they're playing a home opener in front of, what, 100,000 people?
Yeah, at least.
That's a tough environment for anybody. Even the most seasoned quarterback would have a
I'm
tough time against him.
Off. And he was better in the second half than he was in the first.
And look, he could be overhyped. But I think at one point he was the number one high school recruit. And sometimes those ratings don't work out.
That's also
could be Texas hyped. Has chosen to start him. That's not like he's starting at Bethune-Cookman. Mm-hmm. He's starting at Texas.
Yeah, the good news for him is after that brutal opener, their next three all at home, and they face San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston. So it's a chance for him to gain some confidence against some lesser opponents before they start their
at Florida
real SEC gauntlet.
Yeah.
So that's the good news for Arch. The next 3 weeks, Cupcake City. It gets tougher.
He certainly didn't look like the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Okay. Carson Beck did. But, you know, let's just wait and see. Let's see how much better he gets against some of these subpar teams. And then the Florida game in week 5, you know, down there in Gainesville, mm-hmm. that's going to be big.
I know he missed some throws, but were guys wide open that he was just missing left and right?
Yes. Yeah. On the final drive, yes. Couple. On the crossing route. And it wasn't just the throws. He was misreading the field. Mm-hmm. Players were open.
I thought he was throwing into double coverage. I thought he was throwing behind guys. He was short-arming throws. He was kind of all over the place.
But there was a lot of pressure on this kid, man.
There was so much pressure.
Everyone was talking about it. He knew
it. And also, he was going against, like they said, right? Wasn't it Matt Patricia who was the defensive coordinator?
Yeah, Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator.
He was like a great defensive coordinator.
It was almost like the hype was so built up. It was going to be impossible unless he threw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns to live up to it.
I just thought early on, immediately, I thought, oh, this guy's raw.
But even if he would have gone, you know, 20 of 32 and threw a couple touchdowns, but they won the game. They went into Ohio State and won.
That would have been.
He would have gotten props.
That would have been good. Yeah.
But simple fact that they only scored 7 and he wasn't very good and they lost. That's the bigger thing. They lost. That killed him.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, who knows? I wish, man, wouldn't it be amazing if you could have a Manning cast? While Arch is playing, wouldn't that be incredible?
How awkward would that be, though, when he's
struggling,
stinking it up?
And you see Peyton just going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to guess the other two Mannings would probably not want to do that show.
Yeah.
They would probably acquiesce to somebody else.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. But, yeah, so he was, I think, plus 650, right?
To win the Heisman.
To win the Heisman going into
He was the front runner,
yeah,
I believe.
That's gone. I mean...
Yeah, if you're holding that ticket, you're not a happy person today.
I mean, if they run the table, he could get back in it.
I don't think
Texas was in the college football championship in the playoffs last year.
I don't think he's capable.
Yeah, but it's not like the MVP where your team needs to be in. You could win the Heisman with your team winning 9 games, 8 games, and missing the college football playoff.
Yeah, if you put up
like
gaudy
Travis
numbers,
Hunter. Yeah.
He's not going to put up gaudy numbers every week.
He's already on the outside looking in.
Totally. I agree, but he could go on a roll. So I'm saying, Cakes just brought up the next 3 opponents.
He looks too.
He could find his sea legs and start rolling.
But he doesn't look accurate enough.
He's going to be judged by what he does in conference play against big teams.
Against big teams, he's not going to put up big numbers.
I mean, he's going to put up big numbers against these next 3, sure. But let's see. Now it's all going to be, what's he doing in Gainesville?
But like, if you're a Browns fan,
against Oklahoma the next week.
In Oklahoma, yeah.
Or who are the teams like the Browns? Who are the teams that were allegedly like? They're just panking for
Colts.
I mean,
Browns. I mean, some people have said the Cowboys.
He's not your guy next year. He's not anywhere close to it. So I think that should take that off the table already.
He was plus 600 at the beginning of the season, and now FanDuel has him plus 1,800.
Yeah.
For
Heisman odds for Arch Manning.
Yeah.
Man, that's a steep drop.
Yeah. But it is intriguing. And he is athletic, and he is a big, strong kid, and he does have the Manning genes and the Manning tutorial, right? And all the Manning, experience where those guys can teach him. So, I will watch him. I'm not writing him off completely, but he was nowhere near ready for the kind of hype.
Look, he said at SEC Media Days, you know, back in June or July, whenever that was, he goes, I got a lot of proof.
Yeah.
He says, I got a lot to prove.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys who were, you know, expected to put up huge numbers in week one, I mean, Klubnik was probably the third favorite before this past week. Mm-hmm. He was terrible. So he had to have dropped.
I thought the TCU quarterback was impressive.
Yeah, Hoover.
Yeah.
He was good.
Is he rated highly for like ex-NFL guys? No, he doesn't look like a big, strong kid. I mean, he's strong, but he doesn't look like a big kid. I don't know.
He was good. But
Dare I say Malik had a better debut, Feldies?
No doubt.
100%.
Yeah, he wasn't facing Ohio State, but he looked good. He looked pretty strong in College Park.
Right.
It's a good start for him. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk college football. Chris Doering, analyst for the SEC Network, he's going to join us next here on The Fan.